Now, export credit to the processors, agri processors, particularly exporters and the agri export zones, that we have to see. First, we concentrate to understand the concept of the agri export zone. Government of India has set up agri export zones in the country to promote the agricultural exports. These agricultural exports have been set up outside the zones where it promotes the units, production and the processings are to be integrated. Okay. The producers has to enter into the contract. We are discussing about export credit to the processors and exporters which are located in agri export zone. Okay. So the producer has to enter into contract farming with the farmers. Contract farming, you know, number of farmers coming together and in one field, all their land holding will put together and one simple crop will be cultivated over there for the purpose of export. That is called contract farming. So the producer has to enter into the contract farming with the farmers. There are several farmers. With them, they have to contract, okay, for cultivation of this. And it has to be ensured the supply of the quality seeds, pesticides, micronutrients and other materials to the group of the farmers from whom the exporter will be purchasing the products as raw material for production of the final product for the export. In short, there is an export or exporter entity who undertake the export of this commodity so as to produce that commodity in large scale. They approaches various farmers in one region. Okay. They convince them to cultivate that commodity for the purpose of export. For that, they enter into agreement with each and every farmer who is holding the land in that area. And they encourage them to cultivate that kind of crop. So, the date and all these formalities will be completed and at one time this farm will be cultivated, crop will be grown. For that purpose, these exporters, okay, will provide through their bankers the credit facilities so as to grow this. Okay, for that purpose, this agri export zone, that particular zone which is cultivated, no, that is definitely outside the agri export zone. But the person or exporter who is sitting inside the export zone, he has to channelize all the requirement like initial stage requirement of good quality seeds, then pesticides, micronutrient which is required during the phase of its growing of the crop, that is required to be submitted. For the purpose of procuring the supplying inputs to the farmers so that the quality inputs are available to them, which in turn will ensure that only good quality crops will be raised. Okay. Banks may treat the input supplied to the farmers by exporter as a raw material for the export and consider sanctioning certain line of credit to this credit to the export credit to the processors, exporters to cover the cost of the such inputs which is required by the farmers to cultivate such type of crops to promote the export of agricultural products. Banks will also ensure that the exporters have made a required arrangement backend with the farmers and the overseas buyers also he has tied up in respect of the crops to be purchased and the products to be exported respectively. Financing banks will also appraise the project in agri-export zones and ensure that the tie-up arrangement are feasible and the project would take off within a reasonable period of time. Okay, this is very, very crucial form. Okay, agri-producers, processors, exporters. Producers are the farmers. Exporter and the processors, they are into the agri-export zone. They have a tie-up with the overseas buyer. They have tie-up with the banks who are financing. They will be front leading for getting the financial arrangement. Once they get the finance, they will purchase the quality seed, inputs, pesticides, whatever may be required. Because on other hand, what he has done, the exporters and the processors, he has entered into the contract farming with all the farmers, and he will supply it to them. Outright, with the purchase, when the crop will be ready, then the raw crop will be purchased by this exporter, bring into the processor's fold, and at that time money will be made available to him. Thereafter, the export process starts. That we will take into our second chapter. Okay, till then this is better to understand first. Okay, now they are also to monitor these exporters and the processor. They are also the banks who are proposing to grant the loan are also required to monitor the end use of the funds, that is distribution of the inputs by the exporter to the farmers for raising these crops as per the arrangement made by the exporter main processor units. Okay, they have also to further ensure that banks have to ensure that the final products are exported by the processor and the exporter as per the terms and the conditions of sanction in order to liquidate the pre-shipment credit as per the extant instructions. Okay, so this is how exactly the loan is granted to the processors and exporters for under agri-export zones. Now, let us understand the agri-export zone. What is this agri-export zone's concept? You all are aware that SEZ concept, that is special economic zone concept. Okay. Similarly, agri-export zone is a similar way it is constituted. There are approximately more than 40 agricultural commodities, about 30 commodities, and there are 20 states. Okay. And the agri-export zones are approximately 60 in our country. 40 commodities, 60 agri-export zones, and 20 states having these agri-export zones. Okay. This is the composition of current situation in our country. This AEZ, that is agri-export zone, takes a comprehensive view of the particular product or products which are located geographically in the contiguous area for the purpose of developing and sourcing the raw material and their processing, packaging, and leading to the final exports. That is the basic principle or responsibility of agri-export zones. The major component for this comprehensive concept is cluster approach of identifying the potential product and the geographical regions, adopting an end-to-end approach of integrating the entire process from stage of production till it reaches to the consumption stage. Integration of activities of the various agencies which are connected with the department, of the products. The concept of this agri-export zone takes a comprehensive look at the particular produce or product which is located contiguous area for the purpose of developing and sourcing its raw material, their processing, packaging, and leading to the final exports. The entire effort is centered on the cluster and not an individual farmer. So identifying the potential product, then geographical region in which these products can be grown, and adapting an end-to-end approach. Okay, integrating the entire process right from the stage of production till it reaches to the market. There are some of the measures which are taken for promoting the exports from agri-export zones. some of the measures, I mean steps taken by the government from the agri-export zones so as to increase the export. Okay, one is the financial assistance, which is a major. Okay, so financial assistance, center as well as the state government and their agencies are providing the varieties of the financial assistance to various agricultural export related activities. They extend from providing the financial assistance for the training to the farmers, then research and development, then quality updation, infrastructure and marketing. These kind of trainings will be provided so as to, and also they provide the financial assistance for providing this kind of training. Central government agencies like APEDA, Agricultural Produce Export Development Authorities, okay, then National Horticultural Board, Department of the Food Processing Industries, Ministry of Agriculture, which provide the assistance to the number of states governments and have also extended the similar facilities. All these facilities are dovetailed and extended to promote the agri-export from the proposed agri-export zones in a coordinated manner. Some additional features like providing the grants from the market access initiatives, the funds could also be considered. Financial assistance is one aspect. Fiscal incentive is also plays very important role in developing the agriculture export promotions. Agriculture export promotion capital goods, that is scheme, which was available only to the direct exporters, have now been extended to the service exporters also in the agri-export zones. Even service provided to the ultimate exporters will be eligible for the import of the capital goods at the concessional duty for setting up of the common facilities. They shall fulfill their export obligation without receipt of the foreign exchange from ultimate exporters, okay, who shall make the payment from their EEFC account. EEFC account is a specific account that is called Exchange Earners Foreign Currency Account, where all the receipts in foreign currency which is received can be credited into this account, and thereafter other service provided by the people to whom amount from this account can be made available in foreign currency also, in Indian rupees also. The exporters of the value which added the agri products will be eligible for sourcing the duty-free fuel for generation of the power, provided the cost of the component of the power in the ultimate product is 10% or more and the input-output norms are fixed by the Advanced Licensing Committee of DGFT, that is Director General of Foreign Trade. In view of the power intensive nature of the most of the value addition, almost all the exporters of the value added agricultural produce will become eligible for such facilities. Similarly, input output norms can also be fixed for sourcing the other inputs like fertilizers, pesticides, duty free cultivation purpose. Okay. Now, having understood this concept, let us understand some of the benefits which are accrued due to establishment of the agri-export zones. What it does, how it is impacted, benefits. This has strengthening the backward linkage with a market-oriented approach. Number one, means their market is developed, export market is developed. The product acceptability and its competitiveness abroad in foreign country as well as the domestic market is getting compared. So good quality seeds, good quality products is produced. Value addition to the basic agricultural products. Normal circumstances, farmer grows the produce, but if the quality comes and for that too for international selling, then it requires the further processing of it. So the better price for the agricultural produce to fetch, there is a requirement of certain refurbishing of this produce. Okay, that is available due to the agri export zone creation. Improvement in the production quality and the packaging. Then promote the trade related research and the development. Increase the employment opportunities because of the creation of these export zones. Now, having understood the benefit, let us also understand the operation and the concept of this agri-export zone. The entire approach of promoting this agricultural export zone has been taken on the project mode. It means there is an involvement of the state government, which has to identify the potential agricultural export product which could be selected for the development with the cluster approach, means together approach, cluster approach. State government evolve the projects which are feasible and are possible to be implemented immediately. They have also to confirm to the indicative guidelines. The state forward such a project, a proposal to Agricultural Produce Export Development Authority, which will conduct the initial scrutiny of the proposal of the state government. Okay. And if it is found feasible, this APADA will provide the necessary guidance for preparing the detailed project report. This project report, after preliminary scrutiny, will be placed before the steering committee, which has been constituted under the chairmanship of Commerce Secretary. Once the project proposal for the state has been approved by the committee, a memorandum of understanding would be signed between APADA on behalf of the central government and the state government for providing the possible assistance at each stage of the project. Okay, some basic guidelines are required to be formulated by the state government who initiate the projects. So what are those actions required to be taken by the state government, that we will see. The guidelines for developing such a projects are consisting of identification of agricultural produce. Maybe it is a cash crop which would be developed for the export through the cluster approach, not individual farmer, the group of farmers in one cluster. And this would obviously be based on concentration of the production of given product or a set of the products in a particular area which could be promoted as an agri-export zone. This zone could be a block or group of the blocks or a district or group of the district, depending upon availability of the field or availability of the farmers for agreeing to produce the desired produce. Okay, this agricultural university, okay, an agriculture university would also need to be identified, which will be assist in research and development work relating to the developing of the project. There may be various issues come out during the development of this agri-export zone, no? Or production under that. So every time there is a requirement of the research for the purpose of development is required to be undertaken. So what is suggested that in each state there should be an agricultural university who can guide this by doing the R&D work. Such a university should preferably be in the vicinity of that zone only. Okay. In case of horticulture based project, an exporter should be identified who would be source and the produce from 100 to 200 orchards in a contiguous area. In case there are more exporters, farmers interested in exports, then a single pack house operator or processing unit to serve the exporter farmer may also be required to be identified. Efforts has also to be made to ensure the enough production of the crops to enable the units in and around the year. Proposal, these are the requisite of the proposals. The proposal also should be indicated the entire range of the activities which are involved in the process. You have to list out the inventories, okay? Intervention being which is prevented or intervention, it is provided by the state government at a different level and also suggest the facilitation, okay? That can be provided by the central government. Intervention from the central government could be in an area of feasibility studies, setting up of the backward linkages, training and extension, pre and post harvest activity, packaging and transportation of the market promotion, etc. Okay. Then identification. Responsibility of the state government consists of identification of the state government institutions or agency which will be responsible for implementation and coordination of the entire activity. Single window problem, single window concept, which will be solved the most of the problems in promoting the zonal approach to the agricultural export. This adequate availability of the infrastructure, input and electricity, etc. should be made available by the state government. Redeployment of the extension of the officers in the export zones who would interact regularly with APADA and organize the training activity and a regular basis with the definite action program. Okay. Other activities or other organization which are promoting the agri exports are numerous. But much before that, what is importance is given to the agri export zone and the process, how the state government, how the central government involved, what is the cluster approach and how the crops are to be or produces to be produced. All this is considered as one of the project, as one of the project, and accordingly the export can be increased. There are other organizations are also who are having their participation in promoting the agri exports. That we will see. Now, the agriculture and processed food export development authority, that is I said earlier, and many times we have made the reference of APEDA, which comes under Ministry of Commerce, Government of India, and its main functions is to build the linkage between the Indian producers and the global market. This link has to be established by this APEDA. It has to undertake the briefing of the potential sources of the government policy and the producers. Okay. This is providing reference services and also suggest the suitable partners for joint ventures besides arranging the buyer-seller meet. Okay. The agri exchange is the first of its kind that has been developed by this APEDA, like stock exchange. Agri exchange is also developed by APEDA under the Government of India regime or Government of India instruction, where the online trading is specially in the strides joint collaboration with ANCTAND, okay, and the Ministry of Agriculture has been given a portal. The portal is formed, okay. So globally, buyers and sellers in the agribusiness from the entire world has been given this platform to offer to negotiate and transact their deals. Okay, this is a good opportunity given by the APEDA to the farmers. Apart from this, it has been loaded with latest statistics pertaining to the India and world regarding the agricultural commodities. The Agri Exchange Portal in India is a single window solution for the agricultural products exported from India. This portal provides details about the importing countries interested in import from India, international agricultural productions, export and import statistics, international prices are also quoted on that. Then importing countries' regulations and tariffs, that will be playing a very important and vital role while preparation of the document at the time of exports. Okay. This agri-exchange portal provides a step-by-step details which are required for the export, such as pre-shipment process, starting from the quality and the hygiene of the aspect, packaging, labeling, warehousing, cold storage facility, logistics, then export promotion, export documentation, and then subsidies if any required, certain incentives offered by the government, which is extended by the government, then organization which are drawing the sales and proceeds through the letter of credit along with the buy and sale leads, etc. This everything is available on this portal. Okay, so this agri-exchange portal will provide all this information to the farmers. Okay. This is about the APEDA. Similarly, MPEDA is also developed under Ministry of Commerce, Government of India. What is this MPEDA? MPEDA is nothing but Marine Product Export Development Authorities. And what is APEDA? Agriculture Products Export Developing Authority. Here, it deals with the marine products. So, Marine Product Export Development Authority was constituted in somewhere in 1972 under the Marine Production and Export Development Authority Act 1972. Its role is to, under the statute of this comprehensive covering fisheries of all kind, increasing the export of the fish or fish-like commodities, specifying the standard, processing, marketing, extension of the training on the various aspects of the industry. Okay, that is how the MPEDA is functioning. Third one is a commodity board. They are also developing, they are also helping India to increase the export. Okay, now this commodity board are the specified boards. And these commodities, specified commodity only they will take into consideration. Like that under central government, Ministry of Commerce and Industries, okay, the Government of India, several boards have been set up depending upon the produce. One is a coffee board. The coffee board of India, this is also an autonomous body and functioning under, as I said, Ministry of Commerce and Industries. This board serves and guide to the coffee industry in India. Coffee industry in India. The board focuses on research and development, extension, quality upgradation, market information, and domestic and external promotion of Indian coffee. Another type of board under the commodity board is a rubber board. This board is also engaged in development of the rubber industry. And this is done by assisting and encouraging the scientific, technical and economic research, supplying technical advices to the rubber growers, and training will be provided to them for the plantation and cultivation of this board. Third one is a tea board. Tea board is also primarily function as a tea board, which includes giving certain services like a financial and technical assistance for cultivation of the tea, manufacturing, marketing of the tea, promoting the tea exports, adding to the research and development and activities of augmentation of the tea production, and also improvement of the quality of the tea, as well as encouraging and assisting small grower sectors financially and technically. Tobacco board. Under the commodity board, tobacco board is also constituted under the Government of India, Ministry of Commerce and Industries, which is established in place of the Tobacco Export Promotion Council to regulate the production and promotion of the overseas marketing and control of recurring instances of imbalances in the supply and demand, which leads to the market problems of the tobacco. This Tobacco Board Act and aims at the development of the tobacco industries in the country and activities of the board, which includes the production and cutting of the virginia tobacco and as regards to the demand as far as India, in India and abroad is concerned. Spices board is also very important, which has contributed a very good export generation. And the spices board, this is also coming under the Government of India, Ministry of Commerce and Industries, which was constituted in 1986. And it is also, like other boards, it is an autonomous body, and its responsibility includes the export and promotion of the scheduled spices, production, its development, and some of them such as cardamom or vanilla, etc. Okay. Thank you very much.